They only have so much so also they spend so much, so then they need more, because they spend so much, so they need more. So you see, they keep them busy because they spend so much, they come back, you see. So so the nature of life, so so you see, the nature of the life, you see. So you need more, and you spend more. Then more you spend, you need more, you see. Money, you see. So like that, since nature of life like that, you know, the following desire. Right? So the whole life, you see, even you live for 100 years, you know, of course, sometimes you become unhealthy and you can't do anything that possible. But how about that life goes on, you know, all the problems, the business, or the relationship, or the, you know, like, do not like, all so many, there's so many things there that even that's not known by outside people. It's so much problem inside, you see. So you see, goes on like this, you know. With so much worry. Because of that, there's so much worry, fear, you know. So much worry, fear. Unbelievable. Oh. So it goes on like, life goes on like this until one dies. Until one dies. Then one day, death just comes, that's it, you know. So, so without dharma in the life, it's like that, you know, even wealthy people, it's more wealthy, and sometimes more attachment, more miserliness, you know. instead of you become more kind person and more loving, more compassionate, helping people. Instead of that, then even more stingy, become more wealthy, more stingy. So that you can see that like that. You can see like that many times. Good-hearted, loving, kind, compassionate, good-hearted person, then more wealthy. You see, you become more beneficial for other people. You know, so many, same thing brings you every benefit, help for dharma, you know, for animals, people, anybody who, you know, have problems, you ever help. So that's unbelievable. That's very worthwhile to be wealthy. You see. And so anyway, so I'm just talking about the nature of life, you see. Now I'm losing. Now I'm forgetting. I forget. I'll take some pills to remember. Just one of it. Maybe I'll take some pills, come back. So anyway, what are saying people? So this is my experience, because I met many people in different countries. So as far as, you know, wealthy people, so you see, they are good-hearted. Also, I mean, they're people, good-hearted people, helping many people, helping many. Human beings, you see, dharma, they are, but then they are also, you know, who don't make themselves useful and, you know, feel more wealthy, more unbelievable problems, you see. So, you see, more wealthy, is more stingy, and more worry, fear to lose, not getting higher. You know, you want to be more rich than others. You want to make more profit than others, other people's business, you see. So not having that, become more rich than others, you see. They worry, fear to lose what you have. So then there's so much problem, you see, in the government and with the, you know, so many, yeah. or tax. Or, I mean, there's so many things you have to worry about, you see. More wealthy, you have, so that. So like that. So those, say, so then, depending, whether they met Dharma or not, or whether they practice Dharma or not, you see, whether they practice good heart or not, then, they're not practicing, so unbelievable problem they have, you see. So that's right, now I remembered what I said. So let's mention it, and so without Dharma, then life is only suffering. I didn't have to feel, but I remembered. So in the so in the so no, you can't, you see, without Dharma, life is only suffering. So you can't get any satisfaction. First, the first thing, you never get satisfaction. No matter whichever world, even you go to the moon or you go to live under the ocean or any countries, say, any holiday countries, Tahiti or the, you go to Goa or Mexico, there must be something, Mexico, don't remember. I think the second time when I came, went to this beach place, not beach. There's one area in Mexico where famous people come to stay. The singers or the movie actors are there. Huh? Look, I heard that many famous people come. Many of those movie actors, they come to stay there, hotels, you know. It's near the ocean, but. Yeah. Huh? Oh, Scarborough. Oh, that sounds quite. Yeah, that sounds quite familiar. So there's one hotel there. And that has a person who's done, I think, owned the hotel, one room there to meditation. I said, they have, I think, Buddha statue or something. So they kind of. People can use this as for meditation, I think. Yeah. One thing, yeah. So there. Yeah, that's anyways. I think they want to start Buddha there, I think. So which is good. Anyway, so yeah, so life's only suffering. So I already told yesterday. The samsara pleasure, how that nature of suffering, I mentioned yesterday, how to meditate, how to analyze. You see. So, samsara pleasure, you see, it appeared pleasure to your hallucinated mind, but your wisdom, when you analyze, your wisdom see on the nature of suffering. So that. Like this. your wisdom, see. See is only suffering. So that's, see. So then, if you practice Dharma, renunciation, you have a liberation, ultimate happiness you achieve. You have, make your life so meaningful. You're able to achieve ultimate, the everlasting liberation, you see. Total cessation of no rebirth, no death, you see, all that. All the sufferings, you see, between. Totally impossible to do. Then, if you practice bodhicitta, you have enlightenment, the highest peace happiness, you see. Complete all the qualities of realization, okay? And then you are, say, if you practice right view, then you see, then you see, you don't have to say, die upon, continuously, you see, samsara, you see, because that ceases the root of samsara, the ignorance. Then all the, no question, all the delusions, directly, delusion comes. So the, so you got, You really got, you really got, you really got what you really need. You know? It's like the, you know the ice cream? So the cream, you see. I mean, say the milk, you see, butter. You know, in the milk, the essence butter. So the watermelon. So it's the watermelon food. So there's that flavor. So I do like that. So just amazing, you know, just amazing. That life, metta-dharma. Even you don't know all the philosophy, but just know lamrim, three principles per part, and you are practicing that. That even you receive the teaching, and you can practice. You know, you have opportunity to practice. Just amazing. So I'm going to repeat a few times, but I'm not doing that. So that life is just unimaginable life. What a life! What a best life, you know. Yum yum. That life became yum yum. So, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha Guru Shakyamuni Buddha mentioned that who pray, you know, So Buddha said, who prayed, put palms together, then Tishin Shabba Dajumba Yangdabu Zuwa Sangya La Chasoro. So who put palms together, who prayed, he said, I don't have much worry for these people. So who recite this? We put the palm together and recite this. I don't have much worry. Means, I don't have much worry for this. means, just by reciting name, by hearing the name, you know, just even reciting name, put the palm together, you see. Yeah. Reciting name, you see. So Buddha said, I don't have much worry for them. I'll guide him. I don't much worry for them, I'll guide him. Buddha said that. So there's one text, it's from Ganjur, you know, the 100 volumes of Buddha's teaching. I think probably it comes from the benefits of stupa, benefits of building stupa, I think. It's called Kangpo Tsekpa. Kangpo Tsekpa. Kangpo is a house. Tsekpa is a pile. No. Kangpo Tsekpa. So I think in that text. Then there were some words which I don't understand. So I asked the Chudin Rinpoche. Who's a great master. There's a great scholar in the whose holy mind is always in Dharma. You know, then all the time, not one second break, always in Dharma. that's what I comment I make by seeing Rinpoche from the beginning, you see. So, anyway, you know, I was there, I highly attend, you know, even externally, you see, so very highly attend to see Tangdil Path, you know, who attend Tangdil Path, the sick man, you see. So I went to ask Rinpoche, there's someone who was there. So Rinpoche said, Rinpoche, he went off of, when this word came out, when a Buddha, he will guide. Anybody who pray lambda to chat to chat to pull pam to that so we that said I'm going to work for him I'll guide him so so but future you know he precisely attention that to see so in a way so we should realize when that you see so every time we say lambda to bottom then they you know that's unbelievable, most unbelievable fortunate to be able to, happy to recite that, you know, with the happiness. Anyway, pretty pumped through that. So, even just by this, you get quickly liberated from samsara. Why Buddha said, I don't worry, because even that prayer, you know, reciting, causes that to, sooner or later, you get liberated from samsara, see, also suffering costs and to achieve enlightenment. So that's what Buddha is saying, that he doesn't have much worry for those symptoms who recite this. So then Buddha said, I'll guide him. So we are under the guidance of Buddha, even just from that, without talking other practices, you know. So just even from that, okay? So most unbelievable, fortunate, compared to other sentient beings. So I'm going to mention at the time the benefits of reciting Lama Dhamma Chimundi and Dhyayato Muni Munis. It's extremely, very, very important to know that's unbelievable importance of benefits. Maybe with the Guru Shai Buddha meditation. Okay. So so now maybe I'll just finish this one back. We'll go back. One step. Go back. Okay. So now what I'm gonna say is this. So if he did a lot of negative karma with parents, you see, in the past, and so it's very important to purify. Those get purified. It's very important if you have done anything. Those but very heavy karma, so must. And then from now on, you see, must you see. By knowing remember the teachings, must respect them, must be kind to them, respect them. Whatever service one can offer, you see, respect the words, the actions, you see, always think of the kindness. It's very, very important. So, taking care of parents, you know, serving them is regarded very powerful, the incredible powerful need. Good karma. When they're sick, you know, taking care of those, you see, they've got very important explained by Buddha. Such a small matter, small service, small help helps you result of happiness. Start this life, and we enjoy so unbelievable a lot of times. So. So anyway, after that, then more powerful thing is the ordained sanghas. they are more powerful than because they live in the vow. See, more powerful than the parents. Numberless sanghas, one bodhisattva. Numberless sanghas, one not bodhisattva, you see. And then now one sangha, one bodhisattva, whether it's lay, whether it's ordinary person, whatever. It can be from some bodhisattvas manifest as an animal, you see. Anyway, you see, one bodhisattva. Now, numberless Sangha and one Buddhist Sabha. Well, Sangha who don't have Buddhist Chitta, okay? including arahatas, who are free from all the delusion, karma, all the suffering, samsara. Numberless arahatas, you see, then one bodhisattva. Now the bodhisattva is the most powerful than all the numberless arahatas, all those sanghas, okay? So now you understand this. Now you should understand this. Very important. It is said in the Sutta teachings that if you look at sentient beings, if you took the eyeballs of the samsara beings, desire realm, formless, each of them they're numberless. So you took out all the eyeballs, you know. That nirkama, and looking at the bodhisattva like this, you know, like that. You know. So with the, say, what is it? Not peering, not peering, but how do you say? You're looking like this when you get angry to somebody. You see. What do you call that one?
Scold.
Huh? Scold. Scold with the words. Eyes with the eye. Not with the words. I'm talking about the eyes. Looking like this, you know, when you get angry to somebody, or
scowling.
Huh? Scowling. Scowling. Huh? Scowling. 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 So when you're looking at one bodhisattva, you know, scowling, you see, with eyes. Like how we do when you are jealous with somebody, you know, angry. Now this karma is much heavier to one bodhisattva, you know, even disrespect with the eyes, unpleasant mind, you know, not faithful. So this karma is heavier than took the eyeballs of the all the desire realm, formless realm beings, the numberless. All the samsara beings, okay? Nirkama is heavier. Now you put the eyeballs back. Now you put the eyeballs back in the all the desire form. So that make, you know, everybody can see. So that unimaginable, you see. I mean, there you can see, you see. But you compare it, that's unbelievable, numberless samsara beings, you see. But then now you compare to one bodhisattva with the devotee, with the faithful, with the calm mind, with the peaceful mind. You see. With the calm mind, you know. With the calm mind, that kind of eyes, looking at the bodhisattva. So this one collects more merit than putting the eyeballs back into all the desired form. So now it's finished. So like that. So it is due to power of bodhicitta. Completely let go eye. You know, only the thought, bodhicitta cherishing, only other sentiments, who are numberless, okay, and seeking happiness for them, only for sentiments. So it's incredible, unbelievable total change, you know. So can you imagine that development of the heart? You cherish number before just one eye, you see, just one sleeping being, you. But here now, next, yeah, numberless. Everybody cherish, you see, and seek happiness for them. This is unbelievable. It's what best life, you know, I mean, what best life, you see, other than this. If you're not an enlightened being, just bodhisattva. This is amazing. It's incredible. It's jewel. It's a amazing. You know. So, taking care of the number of centimeters, like, you see, like yourself, you see. For example, I'm cherishing the most. So anyway, and bring them to, not only just, not only giving, not only causing happiness, like food, shelter, medicine, money, you see, but bring them, you see, to causing happiness for all the future lives. And bring them in, free them from all the oceans of suffering of some sort of cause. Bring to, you know, the ultimate everlasting happiness. Then to bring to enlightenment. This is the bodhisattva, this walk to every sentient being. So it's not happiness, it's not just only this life happiness causing them, not just that. It's a short time. So, so now, after, so therefore, it's very important. So by understanding this, then we know why we have to be careful. You know, when we are with people, when we are with people, you never know who is bodhisattva, who is not bodhisattva. You can't, you cannot tell their mind. You know, who is Buddha, who is not Buddha, can't tell. See, you don't see. So therefore, therefore it becomes very, very, as in, so important, becomes, you know, we pay, we'll be so careful regards harming others. So they, in case they are Buddha, Buddha, Bodhisattva. So the, getting angry, getting angry to a bodhisattva. How many seconds you get angry, bodhisattva? Then that many eons, then you get reborn the lower realms and experience heavy suffering. So therefore, we cannot tell who is bodhisattva, who is not bodhisattva when we are with the people. So anyway, difficult to judge. You see. Because we don't have karma to see Buddha and those holy beings to the karma, so obscure, you see. So therefore, so therefore, difficult to tell. So then, now numberless bodhisattva, or one Buddha. One Buddha is most powerful than numberless bodhisattvas. So now here in this case, even we have to be much more careful in this. See, regards not creating the karma, having the karma. If it's small crystals were small, you know, then unbelievable, much heavier than the karma, than getting angry to all the Buddhist, numberless Buddhist, you see. So anyway, so. And then a small offering, small respect, you know, Buddha, actually living Buddha or even statue, same. Benefit is same. So there, you see, greater benefit than having made offering to numberless Buddha suppers. So those will become, it's not unbelievable, you compare Buddha, having made offering to Buddha, even statue of Buddha, you see, it's unconceivable, much more powerful, made it glad, than having offered made offering to numberless Buddha suppers. Now then only then comes Guru. The minute in your life, the second when you yourself discover that's Guru, with this recognition that you received Dharma teachings. Even a few mantra, even few syllable oral transmission of teaching, one stanza, few stanza teachings, you know, or mantra, few syllable mantra, oral transmission, or Dharma connection done. So once that is done, then that person become most powerful person in your life. More powerful than numberless Buddhas. So therefore, small disrespect or small Christian, whatever you see, small harm, then become the most heavy, most heavy than karma, then done to all the Buddhas. Now small offering, small respect, small praise, whatever, is done, small service, whatever is done, it's become the most powerful good karma. And then having done the service or praise or service or offering children to all the Buddhas, to all the Buddhas, to numerous Buddhas. So it's dependent arising. Why the fire is hot can burn? Why the water is cold? You see, why the water is cold? Or the I'm not saying all the water is cold, but so the why the wind blow things? Well, it's the nature. Each one is there. You see, dependent arising, the nature, cause conditions. Exists by cause, depending on cause conditions. So why fire burn? So it's a phenomenon as it's natural. So like that. So it's dependent arising. The minute when you make the connection, you see, even though a few mantra, a few syllables of mantra, all times received, or the few, one or two, few stanza of teachings received. So however, with this thought, you see, one disciple, the guru, you see, with that recognition, then received in few words of teachings, the Dhamma connection done. So they say, so that whoever is that, whoever you did that, oh, that person is the most powerful one in most life. So it's a dependent arising. How that can exist, dependent arising. So what was saying? So I don't remember again from where I came, the origin what I wanted to say, how things came from, how phenomena created by your mind came from your mind. So first I'm trying to tell you that the immediate one from form, sound, smell, taste, things, blah, blah, blah. You see, whatever you see, whatever you contact this time, how this is creation of your present, your this minute, present mind came from that, you see. So I mentioned the two disciples, you see, one gave a label, one put a label, positive label, made so happy. He makes himself so happy, so he has so much merit, unbelievable. Oh, that talks that from that. That's right. Unbelievable merit. He's so happy. He appreciated to his guru. You see, oh, unbelievable. The other one put negative label. He put a negative label on that. He made so upset, angry. Then unbelievable having the karma collection. So that's my talk started from that one. This the last part. Okay, so I stop there. So you have to know. The one example I gave, then you see, then you can meditate with the, you can find many things in your life. See, always like this. So, depending what label you put, when you put a positive label, you see, then you make you happy. When you put a negative label, it just put your negative label, believe, and then upsets you. So, in the reality, there's nothing there upset you. But your mind might upset you. So your mind make you happy, your mind may upset. So yeah, okay. So therefore the best psychology is to keep your life always happy, and then you see always Even if it's a problem, no matter how much difficulties one has in the life, by thinking the benefits, all the problems has a benefit. So all the problems has a benefit. So by thinking the benefit, then you put positive label. You see, good. Then that makes you happy. So this way you can keep 24 hours your mind in happiness. So this is the best cycle. Psychology or the okay, also meditation. Okay, did all the three time medical about may the bodhicitta be actualized in the heart of all the family members and in the hearts of all sentient beings. In the hearts of all sentient beings. Especially the leader of this world, And has all the different religious people's minds. Bodhicitta to exercise it, all the religious people's heart. And all the leaders of this world, okay? So please pray.
Chanjo is a man joy, rimboy, my dear,
three times may this problem, three times may this problem, may I achieve the Lamasanga was enlightenment and lead all the sentient beings to that enlightenment by myself alone. Then I say, thinking they all those are meeting with my mind. So, gracias.